Nick Perkins from Barbados. In Search of Africa.
I was on a truck, traveling along the edge of the Turkana Desert in Kenya, when it happened. Everyone had told me it would happen sooner or later. You cannot travel Africa without it happening, they said. They were right. I gave a ride to this German woman, the driver began. She said she did not really care if there was a God or not. Ah, I nearly put her out. And so it happened. I started talking religion with an African. He could not understand how somebody could be so ignorant, disrespectful, downright sinful. I shifted in my seat and watched the mirages drifting across the granite desert. I knew he was waiting for me to say something. I knew he was expecting me to agree with him, that some of these Europeans are crazy. As his passenger, as a black man, even though I was not from Africa, I should see his point. And I did, at first, until he went on to explain how the German woman came to make the statement. Apparently, he'd asked her about her religion, and when she tried to avoid an answer, he continued to press. Eventually, she told him that she thought religion was irrelevant, and as if that were not bad enough, she had used God as a metaphor for religion. My driver was fuming, just telling the story. I pitied him, actually, and I was upset with this woman who had confused him so. But I was not sure how to go about consoling him. How could I tell him that many people, at least in Europe, find religion a social antiquity, that they no longer thought it served the purpose of accessing spirituality? How do I explain spirituality? Not that I did not think he would not understand. I just was not sure I could explain it without tripping over my own rhetoric, like the German woman trying to explain her irreligion. I understood that my driver grew up in an Anglican household, and that his kids would grow up in an Anglican household, and so religion is, as usual, a way of emphasizing community. But why should community be so much more important in Africa than in Europe, where there is a free-for-all spirituality? Perhaps because in Africa, as with other less industrialized countries, the community is still a system of survival. I thought of the desert beside us. How long would the German traveler have survived if the driver had put her out for her wayward ideologies? In the welfare states of Europe, of course, she had no need to worry about that. Her primary needs were taken care of, and she could now afford to muse on the meaning of life. In short, she was more concerned with experiencing than surviving. So does this mean that my driver, if he made more money, would understand the German passenger better? Perhaps. I did not tell him any of this. He had the charity to give me a ride, and that, when all is said and done, is what matters. Africa. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.